This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, welcome back to my third episode of my little podcast that I'm still practicing on. This is like the fourth try at the third episode, just so you know. The dog has been barking quite a bit, so I apologize in advance if it happens. I'm just going to try and push through. I was originally going to talk about the election results, and I have decided I am not going to do that. The Democrats won. The Republicans lost. No surprise. They need to get their shit together. That's all I'm going to say right now. What I thought we could talk about, though, today is more about me. Well, let's get to know me. I already know me, so you could get to know me. If you read my blog, you know a little bit about me, actually quite a bit about me, if you've been reading it since I started, which was 2007 or 8, I believe, at redheadranting.com. I don't update as nearly as much as I would like to anymore. Part of that is I do blogging for a living. I do social media, web design, and marketing for small businesses. So by the time I'm done working and have time to do my own stuff, I just don't want to. And that's part of the reason I'm doing this podcast is because I really want to get back to that. So in on my website, if you have read it, you know that I've got two kids who I don't talk about much, only because they're their stories when they were in their teens and younger. They asked me not to write about them, so I stopped. And it's too bad because they're both really funny, but they get to tell their story, not me. I'll talk about them in more vague terms, but I won't share any of their stuff anymore. I also used to talk about my mom because she was still alive. She passed away a couple years ago during COVID. She had dementia that was in part due to the anoxia that she had. Yesterday I mentioned that she had a stroke, and that really isn't accurate, but it's just easier because most people don't know what anoxia is. Anoxia is the lack of oxygen to the brain, and that happened to her. She was 29 at the time. I just turned 4, and we just moved from Mineral Wells, Texas to Denver, Colorado, and the change in altitude and her smoking contributed to it, but she also had the flu, and in fact, many people thought she had Legionnaire's disease. So one day she was walking around, and then she just collapsed. Her lungs had collapsed. They had to do an emergency tracheotomy on her to get her breathing again, but while they were doing that, she went into cardiac arrest and was basically dead for a few minutes, long enough to cause a fair amount of brain damage. So she had to learn how to walk again and talk again, and she had considerable short-term memory loss, so she was always asking questions over and over and over again, like specifically what time is it, which would drive me absolutely batshit crazy. But she was incredibly smart too. I mean, even before she died, you could have a discussion with her about politics because she watched CNN all day long, hated Trump, but she could hold her own in any conversation about that. But she was also delusional and believed that I was Donald Trump's speechwriter and my brother was a CIA agent. And we would try and correct her, but it got to the point where we just went along with it because it was so confusing to her to be brought back into reality every now and then. And the funny thing is, you know, she was so mad at me for being Trump's speechwriter, yet also very proud of me for being a presidential speechwriter. So I'm neither of those things, but she was proud of me and I'll take it. As for my brother being a CIA agent, we can neither confirm nor deny any of that. And I'll leave it there. I have been married twice and divorced twice. And I've written a little bit about both of those relationships, mostly in anger, unfortunately. I get along really well with my first husband or first ex-husband, not so much the second one. And it, you know, lots of drama and all that other sort of bullshit. But it's not worth going into at this point. It is water under the bridge. So there is that. Currently, I am an empty nester. Both of my kids are adults. They have left the nest and left me with two dogs, two cats, and all their stuff that they didn't take with them. And if you are a grown or an adult parent with adult kids, you probably have a lot of that stuff too. So currently I'm sitting in my office with these tubs of stuff that I need to either take over to their homes or donate because it's taken up too much of my space. And that's probably also why I'm sitting here doing a podcast, is because I don't want to deal with any of that stuff. I'm at this point in my life where there's a lot of stuff I want to do and a lot of stuff I need to do. And because it's not pressing, like having a toddler or, you know, having to take somebody to ballet or whatever, you know, I'm at a place where I get to decide for myself what I want to do, and I'm not used to that. So I'm still kind of finding my bearings. I became an empty nester the same, right around the same time that my mother died. So it was like suddenly I went from caring for absolutely, it felt like everybody, to nobody, and kind of had to learn how to start taking care of myself again. And that has been an interesting endeavor, I shall say. I almost said journey, but God, I hate that word, especially in that context. So I try not to use it, but sometimes it will happen. Other than that, I became a bird watcher in the last couple years. Something I totally get now. My grandmother used to love birds, and you know, we'd go visit her, and my brother and I would visit her, and we'd watch the birds. So I might have always been a bird watcher, but it's only in the last couple of years that I've really started getting into it. I have two bird cameras, bird feeder cameras, that take photos and videos of mostly sparrows. I don't have a whole lot of interesting birds, but they're just fun to watch. And, you know, who knows? Maybe they're not even real. They're all just bots. I'm kidding. I'm not of the birds are not real ilk. And I will not even entertain the thought, because I could see where I could go down that road and come out of it, or rabbit hole, and come out of it being one of those people. I know that about myself. I remember reading about Morgellons disease, God, 10, 15 years ago. And it's this thing where you think you have hairs coming out of your skin, like you could pull them out. They're not like growing. They're just like embedded in there. And I thought, well, that's an interesting, weird little thing to have. I kind of want to read more about that. And I stopped myself because I knew if I read about it, I would have it. And that is the last thing I want to have, is this thing where it feels like I've got hairs on my face coming out of, you know, my skin that weren't growing there. And, you know, I have plenty of hairs on my face, you know, chin especially, that have to be plucked out, but not that just don't belong there. So I don't recommend Googling it. I might have it completely wrong, but it sounded like a really kind of fucked up thing. Apologies to anybody listening to this who might have it. It sounds horrible. That is the thing. I know enough about me that I am susceptible to that kind of, what is the word? Impression? No. I don't know what it is. But I can, you know, you see it on the internet where somebody gets, they have something and it's like, you know, the DSM is open to everybody now. And so now everybody has something. Where, you know, there was, people were all bipolar for a while, and currently there's a resurgence in multiple personality disorder, even though it has been completely refuted. And, but that doesn't matter. Nobody cares. I've got all those symptoms. So I stay away from reading that. I don't go to Dr. Google. I go to a doctor who may or may not tell me what I want to hear. But that's not why I go to the doctor. Other than that, that's a little bit about me. You'll learn more as this as this podcast goes on. I hope you continue to listen, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.